Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Dave Leventhal is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline, editor-in-chief at Raw Story. Let's start with the pro-Palestinian campus protest, Dave, which appear to be escalating at Columbia University. Protesters refuse to disperse. They're now occupying Hamilton Hall, breaking windows and barricading themselves inside. Universities across the country are grappling with how to clear out encampments. Is this increasing pressure on the Biden administration to step in?
It is, and it comes at a time when this is spreading. Yeah, you're seeing more and more protests of all different sorts, some peaceful, others violent, at colleges all across the country. So as a result, the pressure absolutely is being ratcheted up as it pertains to Joe Biden. And it comes, too, at a time when negotiations are taking place between Israel and Hamas for a potential ceasefire with other international intermediaries involved, including, of course, the United States. So add that all up, and it obviously is just a huge, momentous point in time for the entire situation. But when you have to put this in sort of a vulgar political context, Susan, Joe Biden is effectively risking being abandoned by the very people who he needs desperately if he expects to be reelected president come November. If you have a lot of people who are just naturally inclined, younger people, for voting for Joe Biden, and they decide that they're simply not going to because they don't think Joe Biden has done enough for them, well, that's a huge win by their absence for Donald Trump. So it's early, but still, Election Day gets one day closer every day.
Is that being overblown, Dave? I've brought this up a couple times over the past few days, but there was a recent poll out of Harvard University. They asked young voters, under the age of 30, of what the important issues were to them. They listed 16 issues, number 15 and 16 on the list, all the way at the bottom, the war in the Middle East, and student debt. What were the top issues? Inflation, the economy, the affordability of housing. I mean, all the things that matter to everybody, yet we're so focused and fixated on, well, young people care about, Israel, and they care about their student loans. I mean, is it really the case?
Well, we'll just ask Republican Speaker of the House candidates if a small minority can have an oversized impact on the way that politics goes. They're definitely, even though the issue itself may absolutely be down the rung relative to others, the high-profile nature of all of this and the increase in tension is going to be something that could haunt Joe Biden and play a significant role in the politicking of this all. I would say look to Chicago and what's happening in Chicago. Well, come August, you're going to have the Democratic National Convention. And if you want the Democratic National Convention, if you're Joe Biden, to be one of unity and one of Democrats coming together and independents being attracted to the Democratic Party because of whatever Donald Trump's situation is going to be at that point, the last thing that you want is a whole bunch of protests that are happening outside the DNC in Chicago. And we only need to go back to our history books to see what can happen outside Democratic National Conventions in Chicago, think 1968. That's not to say that that's going to be a repeat or happen again, but these are very high-profile events, again, that can be used as a flashpoint to bring greater awareness to an issue that might not be number one or number two or number three on that list that you brought up, Brian, but can vault themselves into an upper echelon as a result of some very, very loud voices that are megaphoning a message, if you will.
You know, this happening at a time when the latest polls right now show a very tight race between Biden and Trump in three states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, the same three states that decided the 2020 election. I mean, this we're looking at a swing state showdown.
We absolutely are. And you could add a couple of other states, Arizona, Georgia, and a few others to that list. And Donald Trump, at this moment in time, about 6 months away from the election, is doing pretty darn well in those states. So Joe Biden has some ground to pick up. And Joe Biden's the incumbent, although it seems like Donald Trump is sort of an incumbent 1A, so to speak, just by virtue of him formerly being a president. Joe Biden should be winning those states, theoretically, because of the power of incumbency. Any incumbent should be winning by virtue of their incumbency. But that is not the case with Joe Biden. He knows it. He is struggling with it. And this is something that is going to be a huge overriding story for the rest of the election. Joe Biden's ability to turn things around for himself in those swing states, and something like the protests against Israel and for Palestine and for Gaza, that's something that really is the last thing that Joe Biden wants at this point.
Dave, special election today for the seat formerly held by Brian Higgins. It doesn't seem to be getting a lot of nationwide attention. Is that just because it's kind of an assumed Democrat safe seat, or what are you hearing about this?
Yeah, well, the person who is likely going to win is State Senator Kennedy, and he's got a huge cash advantage. This is a seat that definitely is a Democratic stronghold. It would be quite surprising if Republicans were to pick that up in the special election. And then we have sort of just the weird, confusing situation of the fact that there is a special election now. The seat will be filled, but only until the end of the year. And then there's going to be another election, including with at least one different candidate for the November election. So special elections don't happen that often. Although in Western New York, they seem to be happening a little bit more often than they do nationwide on average. And as a result, there may not be a whole lot of focus. I suspect a lot of people in this district are even blissfully unaware that the election is happening today, despite the best efforts of WBEN and others. So that's definitely a big, tall ask for a lot of people to vote for a special election when it's just a kind of a one-off, which this exactly is.
Yeah, not used to voting in April. All right, Dave, thank you. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Susan.
Dave Leventhal, editor-in-chief at Raw Story.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.